edition. But first,
eating, exercise, golf, pickleball all cause inflammation. But now Revolutionary Relief has a natural alternative to help you. Their daily gels are great for ongoing support for internal inflammation. And the roll-on stick is a great way to keep cool and calm in your golf bag when that old injury starts to scream. For a limited time offer, the roll-on stick is yours free if you go to revrelief.com/bill. That's revrelief.com/bill. On this Tuesday, where's Chuck? New York City is in deep distress because more than 100,000 foreign nationals have arrived, most of whom need intense financial support. This weekend, Mayor Eric Adams announced a 5% cut of city services, including police protection, in order to pay for the migrants. So my question, where is Senator Charles Schumer, the second most powerful politician in the country, as the Senate Majority Leader? Chuck is a Brooklyn guy, and that borough is deeply affected by the migrant incoming. One might expect Schumer to be working with President Biden to increase border protection and temporarily suspend asylum applications. Those are the only two things that could bring quick relief to the migrant problem, which is now completely out of control. But Chuck is largely silent. I understand he has asked for more federal money, but President Biden says no. Chuck wants instant working papers for all migrants, but that's an obvious invitation for more to cross the border and come to New York City. Senator Schumer is a great example of a machine politician who will never go against the machine, even if his constituents are getting hurt, which they are. Chuck will not criticize his longtime pal Joe Biden, the master of disaster. So rock on, Chuck Schumer. We've got your number. But you'll never answer the call. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation. Please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was on Fox yesterday, saying that open borders may lead to the next big terrorist attack, the next 9/11. Here it is.
Well, why is this happening? It's not because of unpredictable weather. It's very predictable. They changed all of Trump's policies. They eliminated Remain in Mexico. They eliminated all the agreements we have with people in the Northern Triangle countries. If you set one foot in America, the word is out. You can stay here and apply for asylum. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is a direct result of their policy changes, and nothing will change until they change your policy. One final thought. What Abbott is doing, Governor Abbott, sending these people to New York, they need to continue to do that. The only hope I see for change is when Democrats push back. Send these illegal immigrants to Democratic-controlled cities all over the country, mm-hmm. and making it real to Joe Biden's party. He would like to contain it all in Texas. How would you like to be living in Texas under that policy? So I applaud Governor Abbott doing what he's doing.
So talk to me a little bit about what that could look like, because the way that I see it, the cartels would just take over Texas. I mean, they would actually have a state that the White House would have given them.
Well, nobody crosses the border without cartel support. We finished the last mile of illegal smuggling. So 2 weeks ago, a smuggler associated with ISIS was bringing people here. This is 9/11. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was at. The broken border is not only bad domestic policy, not only creates financial problems and human heartache, it is an open invitation to terrorists to come and hit us again. I've never seen a higher threat than I do right now. You've got Taliban back in charge of Afghanistan, safe haven being provided to terrorist groups in Afghanistan with a broken southern border. You got an ISIS guy smuggling people in. It's just a matter of time till we get hit again unless the administration changes their policy.
Well, and to share with our audience, you and I were talking off camera. You said changes them like in 24 hours.
Oh, we're living on borrowed time. Like today. Mm-hmm. 2.5 million have come across that border illegally. How easy is it for a terrorist or a group of terrorists to get in the middle of these migrants? The Border Patrol is overrun. They're processing millions of people, so that leaves the border exposed.
Lindsey Graham yesterday on Fox News Channel with Harris Faulkner. Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com. We'll talk about corruption in Carson City. And a whole lot more. It's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see.
Pro-Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran could be in line for a $6 billion windfall thanks to the Biden administration. Reports that a prisoner swap has been arranged. It would include the release of the billions in frozen Iranian assets. North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia, where he's meeting with President Vladimir Putin.
The United States believes that Mr. Kim is meeting Mr. Putin to finalize an arms deal that North Korea has agreed to provide Russia with the ammunition and the artillery that it needs to fight its war in Ukraine. North Korea has been one of the very few supporters of Vladimir Putin's war from the beginning.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie in Seoul says Kim is expected to seek military technology as well as economic aid from Russia. Libya's eastern city of Derna has buried 700 people killed in devastating flooding, 10,000 reported missing. Pennsylvania police warn an escaped killer is armed and dangerous as the search for him goes on following his August 31st prison break.
Police were searching for Danilo Cavalcante overnight in the Chester County area where alerts went out. They posted on social media he's armed and residents should lock their doors and not approach him. The 34-year-old who was serving life for killing his ex-girlfriend escaped Chester County prison by crab walking between walls to the roof. Cavalcante has been seen on surveillance video in various places. Authorities set up dragnets. So far, he's evaded capture, forcing police to defend their strategy. I'm Julie Walker.
Leominster, Massachusetts, about 40 miles northwest of Boston, reeling in the midst of serious flooding. A state of emergency declared. Homes have been cut off by the floodwaters, sinkholes opening up in the streets, and drivers find themselves stranded. On Wall Street, the Dow down 59 points. NASDAQ is off 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. MGM Resorts properties across the country spent the day yesterday trying to recover from a major cybersecurity issue that impacted credit card transactions and other computer systems in its hotel casinos. Company officials say that there were systems in place to operate and serve guests manually during the computer system disruption. The latest incident, the second cybersecurity issue to hit that gaming giant in 4 years, back in February of 2020, MGM confirmed its cloud server had been hacked during the summer of 2019 with some guest information being stolen. Refinery snags being blamed for the recent jump in gas prices here in Las Vegas and the West Coast. Las Vegas gas prices up more than 11 cents over the past week. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in Clark County yesterday was $4.58. Energy experts at GasBuddy.com say some relief could be coming this weekend when the country switches back to that cheaper winter blend of gasoline. The Vegas Loop getting ready to add another link to the Las Vegas Convention Center. Officials with Elon Musk's Boring Company have applied for a commercial building permit to add a link to the Strat. Work is already underway on a link to the Westgate and Encore from the Convention Center at full build-out. 81 stations will be located up and down the strip in downtown Las Vegas, and as well as other points of interest like Allegiant Stadium and UNLV. Hockey fans, if you want a closer look at the Stanley Cup, you get one more chance this week. It'll happen in the Golden Knights Rookie Camp Tournament. The Cup will be on display at the Dollar Loan Center this Friday evening from 5 to 6:45, just before the 7 o'clock game against the Anaheim Ducks. Player visits for the Stanley Cup have wrapped up after a journey that included 4 countries, 7 Canadian provinces, and 10 U.S. states. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Looks a lot better through the resort corridor. That problem on I-15 southbound at Flamingo's all confined to the left shoulder now. All lanes reopen there, and pace is actually starting to improve by the minute there on I-15 southbound from the Spaghetti Bowl on down toward Tropicana. Still working a wreck on the surface streets at the west side intersection of Spring Mountain and Polaris, but otherwise getting around safely right now on 215, 95, and Summerlin Parkway. 20% chance of late morning thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny this afternoon with high temperatures stopping a couple degrees short of 100. It's 81 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Number Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Megan Barthon, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. And you've been writing a lot about the corruption that's been going on in Carson City during the 82nd Nevada legislature. And now we're finding there's going to be some changes in the makeup of the legislature. What do you know about changes that are coming in the next election?
Well, it really depends on the voters, Kevin, but right now we've got five, potentially six, from what I hear, assembly members, Democratic assembly members resigning or leaving office. Two of them are running for Senate, and that would be Angie Taylor, who was Assemblywoman up in here in Washoe County. She used to serve on the Washoe County School Board, elected last election to the Assembly, now running for Senate in Heidi Gansert's vacant Senate seat, which is 15. And then Claire Thomas, who was Assemblywoman out of Las Vegas, who will now be running for Senate District 1. And then we have three other Democratic Assembly members, Michelle Gorlow, who folded like a cheap tent under pressure because she voted on an appropriation of $250,000 and then just about a month later became director of that nonprofit where that appropriation was awarded. And she's only one of two employees of the nonprofit. So we know where that taxpayer money went. And then there's two others that are leaving office for, you know, different opportunities. So we've got five Democratic Assembly members who are now vacating their seat, which, you know, allows Republicans to pick up, you know, potentially three Assembly seats, which would then eliminate the Democratic supermajority in the Senate. So if the Democrats pick up one Senate seat, they will then have a supermajority in the Senate. So hopefully we can thwart a supermajority in both the Assembly and the Senate in order to provide Governor Lombardo his veto pen. Because if the Democrats get one more Senate seat and hold their supermajority in the Senate, they can override the gubernatorial veto.
Let me ask you, the culture of corruption that Steve Yeager is heading up, can you talk a little bit about Michelle Gorlow, Cameron Miller, and others that have been caught up in this thing? It just stinks to high heaven.
Well, it does stink. And, you know, I was writing about this during session when all of a sudden, literally in the last minute, there was a $58 million appropriation bill that was given 5 minutes of review and then just basically jammed through. And then that turned into a $100 million appropriation of taxpayer money that went to a variety of Democrats who ran nonprofits. So one of those, of course, is the Culinary Union that got tens of millions of dollars for some sort of capital improvement project that wasn't listed as far as what the capital improvement project was. And this is very unusual because even the capital improvement budget, the CIP, they would list every single capital improvement that the budget was for, whether that was a cemetery or whether that was a railroad, whatever it was, they would list what the capital improvement was. In the Culinary Union case, it just said capital improvement project. It didn't say what it was going to. And then just $100 million of taxpayer money that was just awarded specifically to Democratic-run nonprofits. So it was basically picking winners and losers, and who lost were the taxpayers, and who won were the Democrat activists, donors, and beneficiaries.
And the answer is vote them out of office so they can't do any more damage.
Well, that would be one solution, yes, because they're spending like drunken sailors, which is no surprise because that's what Democrats do with taxpayer money. They believe that it's just a continuum of money, and then that's just not the case. Yes, we have record revenues, gambling revenues, for the last couple of years, but that certainly does not provide them basically a blank checkbook just to start writing checks again to Democrats and their favorite nonprofits. But that's exactly what happened. And so, yes, the change needs to come at the ballot box or the mailbox. But beyond that, there also needs to be additional laws. And that is to allow someone like me in the press or just a taxpayer to do an open records request and find out what the heck is going on in the legislative body. And currently we can't do that. They are basically shielded from any sort of open records request. None of their communications internally or externally in the legislature are subject to open records laws. That's unbelievable to me. And so there needs to be better laws written and passed in order to provide the transparency and accountability that should be provided for elected officials on behalf of their constituents.
Has your organization tried through FOIA or other means to get access to this information?
Well, actually, Lombardo's PAC tried, but they knew it was basically useless because they're not bound by any law to provide records.
Wow.
And so it's an open records request. The FOIA is federal. So statewide, it's open records. Federally, it's FOIA. But nonetheless, same concept, different name. The legislature is not subject to any transparency, basically.
I want to bring you closer to home because a local PAC is filing a petition to repeal the funding for the A's stadium. What do you know about that story? That's one. I thought it was everything was a done deal. Now we've got this PAC that's trying to defund the A's stadium. What's going on?
The PAC was started by the largest teachers union in the state, and they started this PAC. I think it was Schools Over Stadiums PAC. And the teachers union is quite ticked off because the teachers have not gotten their raises. You can see whereby, you know, there's school closures because, in effect, the teachers are striking without a formal strike. They're calling in sick at a variety of schools around Clark County and Las Vegas. And I think it's now five school closures in the first 2 weeks of class, week and a half of class. And this PAC is specific. They want to take it to the voters. They want to have the voters vote on basically repealing Senate Bill 1, which provided hundreds of millions of dollars through bonds and taxpayer money to the A's to construct a new stadium where the Tropicana Hotel is.
And now, when we're talking about schools and teachers and things like that, I'll be honest with you. I find it interesting. We've now got a lawsuit by CCSD. They're asking a local judge to tell the union to stop doing the rolling sick out. What do you know about this sick out plan? You mentioned five schools that had to close up. At least for a period of time. What do we know about this sick out, and is it going to continue?
Well, it'll probably continue unless the judge does get involved. And yes, CCSD has filed basically an injunction of sorts to have a state judge come in and basically tell the union to stop their sick out shenanigans. We'll see if that happens. But this would be a great opportunity to actually decertify the union, because what they're doing, according to Nevada law, is that you cannot strike. It's against the law to strike. So instead of, like I said, formally striking, they're in effect striking by doing massive sick outs. And they kind of promised this action. They didn't clarify exactly what type of action was going to be taken. But this is exactly the action that they promised. And those sick outs are causing, like I said, school closures across the valley. And so it is going to have to be handled in a court of law in order to stop the union from doing this. We'll see what happens.
But as long as the union keeps doing it, the only people that are really being impacted are the kids. I mean, that to me is just unconscionable.
Right. And you kind of have to ask yourself, well, they're missing school, but are they really missing an education? Because when you look at the numbers, no one's learning anything. I think the latest numbers show that only 14% of Hispanic elementary students are literate. When you look at Black students, I think the numbers drop down to, in some cases, 8%. And that's grade school kids. Yeah. So what are they learning? Yeah, you're shipping your kid off to a building that's supposedly a school, but it doesn't seem like they're learning anything in that school.
Well, my answer to that is, if you know, everybody always says, do it for the kids. It's for the children. It's for the kids. The fact is that the kids aren't learning even when the teachers are there, much less when they're not there. How do you see this thing playing out? Is this something that the courts are simply going to have to, figure it out?
Yeah, that's exactly. The courts are going to have to figure it out and rein in the teachers' union. And Victor Jakes has been covering this quite extensively, and he's pushing for the union to be decertified. And how amazing would that be? Because they have taken illegal actions. And it does call for decertification, and it is a possibility. And we can see now what happens when unions basically control your child's education. It has nothing to do with the kids, and it has everything to do with power. If you don't like what's going on right now, you better pay attention to the local election and the statewide elections more than who's running for president. I say that you could basically leave the top half of the ballot empty and just vote on the statewide races, and you're going to do more for yourself than you will from a national standpoint.
Again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Just out of curiosity, and this is kind of a off-the-top-of-your-head sort of a question, but what happens if they do decertify the teachers' union? I mean, what happens to teachers? What happens?
Well, what happens is that the union does not have the money to take 99% of it and put it towards Democratic candidates.
Ooh.
You basically strip the power of the union brass and the Democratic Party. So the teachers will be fine. Because obviously, you know, the teachers are getting quite screwed by their union. But what has the union done for them? They're complaining about wages. They're complaining about vacancies. They're complaining about benefits. They're constantly complaining. Well, isn't your union supposed to fix all that? Obviously, it's not working.
Yeah,
they're paying dues.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Again, is it going to be in the courts? Where is it going to be? Megan, if folks want to find out what you're writing about, what you're talking about, where do they go?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com, thenevadaglobe.com. They can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Nevada Globe.
Keep fighting the good fight, Megan. We will talk again next
week.
Thanks
so much.
There you go.
Very good, Kevin.
Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. I always advise people who are new to the platform, check it out like twice, three times a day, because it's always changing. There's always new stuff on there. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not